What's good, Unfiltered Love people? It's your guy, Calissens, because I listen from heaven to earth to meet to you and settle it all in love. I am the Freedom Coach, and this is your morning motivation. Let's get it. So, we live in a world where there is this thing called regret. Regret. I know, it's like, why are we talking about regret? Why are we talking about something that's so shameful? Why are we talking about something that can potentially cause me to spiral down and go into a whirlwind in the place where I don't want to go, where I don't want to be? So we live in a minimalist culture, right? We see people taking things out. We see people declutter their houses. But we really never really see people declutter the inner corners of their mind. A physical decluttering is good, but if your mind is not decluttered, then it's all for nothing. If your heart is not decluttered, it's all for nothing. So, regret is an anchor that will hold you to your past and prevent you from going to the future. It's a stronghold. Yeah, we're going to talk about regret today. So it doesn't matter what your regret is. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past. All of those things can go away. They can be gone. Into oblivion. There's something in each one of our lives that we can think, man, I wish I would have, could have, should have, remembering, done. And that's okay. It's okay to want to do those things. It's okay to say, oh, I used to be this and I used to be that. Where are you now? Why are you regretting this? Because you didn't do it helps you become the person that you were. So, if you live long enough, it's a pretty darn good chance that you wish you've done a few things in this life. It's a pretty darn good chance that you've made a mistake. And I always talk about being mature enough to have made mistakes. As we mature, we're going to make mistakes. As we mature, we're going to make mistakes. As we mature, we're going to make mistakes. Your mistakes, they don't define you. They don't hold you in bondage. The only thing that holds you there is your mind. What you're putting in your mind, what you're feeding your mind. If you believe the way I believe, you've been forgiven forever. So then that tells me that it's a slap in the creator's face for me to hold anything in my mind that I didn't do, that I should have done, or that I would have done, and condemn myself for it. So we no longer can sit in the seat of condemnation. We can't be scornful because of those things. So let's talk about regret. You're listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. Hold on. So let's get into it. We don't have time to regret. That's what we're calling this. That's our transformation today. I'm going to give you a couple of ways to maintain this, a couple of ways that we can say, okay, we don't have time to maintain. To regret, what are we doing? How do we get out of it? How do we not regret? Number one, forgive yourself. A lot of times we show other people grace, mercy, love. We don't extend that same courtesy to ourselves. We don't extend it to ourselves because we don't feel like we're worthy enough to receive it. So you have to forgive yourself. The first way to not maintain regret is to forgive yourself. Look in the mirror and say this with me. I've done it plenty of times, so I'm pretty much okay with this mantra at this point. But sometimes you have to look in the mirror and say, I did it. I accept it. I am no longer that. I'm moving forward. I did it. I accept it. I am no longer that. I'm moving forward. I did it. I accept it. I am no longer that. I'm moving forward. I did it. I accept it. I am no longer that. I'm moving forward. And actually turn away from it. The biggest part of forgiveness is it's healing, right? And forgiveness always starts inside of us first before it can be rendered out to anybody else. So the forgiveness that you've given to anybody else without first giving it to yourself, sorry to tell you, it's false. It's fictitious. It's fake. It's a fallacy. Because until you are able to give yourself mercy and grace and love the way that it ought to be given, you're really not forgiving anybody else because that still lives in your head. That still lives in your heart. Those actions are still being played out. So forgive yourself. Do things that will open up your heart to relieve it so that the burden of blame is no longer on you. Who the Son says free is free indeed. You'll be free once you're no longer holding over yourself the things that you've done. Number two, it's okay to edit yourself. I know. Some people won't like you to change. Sometimes you don't want to change. Sometimes you like to be where you are. You like to maintain. You love the environment that you're in. But it is okay to edit yourself. What does that mean? If you've done something that you know offended somebody, or in your heart you decided that I didn't like being that person, I don't want to have an apology or an excuse for it, and you want to find a place of serenity, edit who you are. That means change your mindset, change your thinking, change your actions. It's one thing to change your mind, but it's another thing to change your heart, which is your thinking. And it's an even bigger thing to change your actions. Love is an action word. That means it has to be seen. It has to be active. It has to be doing something. So it's editing your mind. It's an action. You have to actually do things differently than you would normally do. You don't just let the broke fence stay broke. The fox is going to come in and eat the chicken. I know. If you don't know anything about living around foxes and chickens, you're like, what the hell is he talking about? If you're from where I'm from, you don't keep the bars on the window broken because the robber's going to come get your shit. Is that better for you? What's the point of having an alarm system if you've never cut it on knowing that your house could possibly get robbed? You have to make the edit. You have to make the action. You have to change. Without that change, nothing is going to be different. The definition of insanity, and y'all know it, is doing the same shit over and over and over again, thinking you're going to get a different result. You have to edit. You have to change. You have to have a different action. All right, number three, let's get to it. This is the one. Look. In the same vein of editing yourself, some kind of way, you're going to have to forget what's behind you. We all have rearview mirrors. I'm not editing that. Y'all know when I stutter and I make these things, they just gonna be there. We all have rearview mirrors, right? That means everybody has a past. Everybody's gone through something. Everybody's been through something. But at some point, you're gonna have to leave that exactly where the hell it happened. Where the hell happened, leave it. Where the hell happened, leave it. Stop talking about your failures. Stop talking about your mistakes. The more voice you give to them, the more they'll appear in your life. The more times you let it maintain, that memory just play over and over in your head, the more you're going to see it show up in your life. The more you're going to find it in other people. You're going to become regret conscious. That means your whole conscious mind is going to be focused on regrets. It's going to be focused on remorse. I remember years ago, see, now I always got to tell on myself, but I remember years ago, I had got into an altercation with somebody, and that stayed in my head. Like literally, it stayed in my head like, man, I don't like this person. This person really pissed me the hell off and made me mad. And I was just mad. Like, and so every time somebody will mention that person's name, that thought would go back to my head. And I'd be like, that vision would go through my head. I'd be like, I was upset. I'm not gonna even lie. Like I was angry, and I would physically get angry. I would like physically get like emotionally drained, and I would be tired, and I'll be ready to fight every time. So one day, I was sitting inside of this service, and the person was—I don't even know what the person was talking about. If I'm honest with you, because I was probably texting or watching a football game on the phone, just to be real. And so I'm sitting there, and all I hear is, "You've condemned yourself." Now, the person, I don't think they said that. They may have. But I was like, what? I condemn myself. And I was like, what do you mean? So right when that thought happens, one of my this girl gets up and she starts singing one of my favorite songs. It's called He Loves Us. And it says, I don't have time to maintain these regrets when I think about the way he loves us. That person walked into the service. I looked over and I was like, dang, this dude, God always got to be playing with my life. Like, bruh, out of all the people in the world that could have walked in right when that moment of the song was going on and right after I hear this word, it just all synchronized together. And I'm like, so immediately I don't do nothing, right? You would think that's one of those just come to Jesus moments and like, oh yeah, no, that ain't me. I was like, F that. F all that. I don't care what I just heard. I don't care what song is playing. I don't care how emotional I feel, because F emotions. But, you know, we'll talk about harnessing those things another day. As I walked out, though, it hit me. You got to forget all what's behind you if you want to move forward. And I couldn't shake that thought. I couldn't shake that thought for a few days. And over the next few hours, I thought about all the things that I regretted, all the altercations I've had with people, and how I've given them the power to hold me there. And so now I have a self-fulfilling prophecy when I see them that I'm going to feel some kind of way, right? You got to forget what's behind you. You can no longer be condemned. You can no longer maintain that place of anger and emotionalism where you were. You can't. So we're back. Let's get to this last point and let's walk through them. The thing that you regret, do the opposite. The thing that you regret, do the opposite. Look, we have not come up with the technology. We have technology for almost everything that we can think about. There's an app for everything we can possibly imagine. Way more apps, and there's way more to come. Internet 3.0, we don't know how the hell it's going to be. The one thing that we have not figured out yet is how to get the Tesseract and go back to our past and to change shit. And as we've learned, I think, from every movie that has some kind of time traveling thing, every time something changes, something alters. Oh, that might be a message for us, right? Every time something changes, something alters. But we can't change the past. And if you were to change the past, you'd change the whole, this word that I'm getting sick of everybody using all of a sudden, but trajectory of your life. It's the whole outlook. It's the whole vision. If you change the past, you would not be who you are today. And some people are like, man, I didn't want to be that anyway. And that's cool. But if you change the past, you will not be that at all. So we got to stop telling ourselves, tomorrow everything will change. Life is fragile today. Tomorrow's not promised. Actually, this next moment is not promised. You may hear this, go outside, sit in your room, walk downstairs, walk into another part of the house, go to the bathroom at your job, and none of that will be promised. We all live this thing by grace. We don't know what's coming moment by moment. But we can take silence and rest in the fact that I did everything I was supposed to do on this side of the timeline, on this side of the earth, on this planet, in this realm, that I don't have to maintain regrets. So you can't change your past. You have no control over it. You have no control over that timeline. But what you can do is learn a lesson and move forward. It's the human condition. We're stuck in it. There's no way for us to get out of it. There's no way that somebody has not already gone through what you're going through. And there's no way that you're probably going through something to help somebody else out of something that they're going to go through. So be uplifting. Channel your thoughts. Reach out to somebody. Do something nice for somebody. This benevolent cause, we all need it. We all need the love. We all need affection. We all need a smile every once and again. I know it's been hard these last couple of years, but guess what? We all still need hugs. We all wish we would have done things different in our past. But the amazing part about doing something productive and positive now is that it changes all of that. It reconstructs who we are as humans. And that big giant of regret of woulda, shouldas, and couldas gets thrown out, gets cast into the lake because you're so focused on making a positive impact now, which will cause you to rock and triumph. You have to triumph. You have to trample over every terror in your mind until your purpose is manifested. And you only do that by not maintaining regrets. So today, know that you're awesome. Know that you're great. Know that you're magnificent. Know that you're free. And know that you have hope to keep moving on. You've been listening to your Unfiltered Love Moment. I'm your guy, Calissons. I'm the Freedom Coach. Make sure you live your life on purpose. Make sure you live your life with intent. Make sure you're lit, lifted, inspired, and transformed. And most of all, make sure to be free and live your mega life.
Oh, thank you.
Yay!